Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for loving devotional service to Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. Purport. There are various senses of which the ear is the most effective. This sense works even when a man is deep asleep. One can protect oneself, one can protect himself from the hands of an enemy while awake, but while asleep, one is protected by the ear only. The importance of hearing is mentioned here in connection with attaining the highest perfection of life, namely, getting free from the three material pangs. Everyone is full of lamentation at every moment. He is after the mirage of illusory things. And he is always fearful of his supposed enemy. These are the primary symptoms of material disease. And it is definitely suggested herein that simply by hearing the message of Srimad Bhagavatam, one gets attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. As soon as this is effected, the symptoms of the material disease disappear. Srila Vyasadeva saw the all-perfect Personality of Godhead, and in the statement, the all-perfect Personality of Godhead is clearly confirmed. The ultimate result of devotional service is to develop genuine love for the Supreme Personality. Love is a word which is often used in relation with man and woman, and love is the only word that can be properly used to indicate the relation between Lord Krishna and the living entities. The living entities are mentioned as Prakriti in the Bhagavad Gita, and in Sanskrit, Prakriti is a feminine object. The Lord is always described as the Parama Purusha, or the Supreme Male Personality. Thus, the affection between the Lord and the living entities is something like that between the male and female. Therefore, the term love of Godhead is quite appropriate. Loving devotional service to the Lord begins with hearing about the Lord. There is no difference between the Lord and the subject matter heard about him. The Lord is absolute in all respects, and thus there is no difference between him and the subject matter heard about him. Therefore, hearing about him means immediate contact with him by the process of vibration of the transcendental sound. The transcendental sound is so effective that it acts at once by removing all material affections mentioned above. As mentioned above, a living entity develops a sort of complexity by material association, and the illusory encagement of the material body is accepted as an actual fact. Under such false complexity, living beings under different categories of life become illusioned in different ways. Even in the most developed stage of life, the same illusion prevails in the form of many isms and divides the loving relation with the Lord, and thereby divides the loving relation between man and man. By hearing the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam, this false complexity of materialism is removed, and real peace in society begins, which politicians aspire for so eagerly in so many political situations. The politicians want a peaceful situation between man and man and nation and nation, but at the same time, because of too much attachment from material domination, there is illusion and fearfulness. Therefore, the politicians' peace conferences cannot bring about peace in society. It can only be done by hearing the subject matter described in the Srimad Bhagavatam about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. The foolish politicians, they go on holding peace and summit conferences for hundreds of years. But they have failed to achieve success until we reach the stage of reestablishing our lost relation with Krishna. The illusion of accepting the body as the self will prevail, and thus fearfulness will also prevail. As for the validity of Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from revealed scriptures. And there are hundreds and thousands of evidences from personal experiences of devotees in various places like Vrindavan, Navadvip, and Puri. Even in the Kaumudi dictionary, the synonyms of Krishna are given as the son of Yashoda and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parambrahman. Conclusion is that simply by hearing the Vedic literature, Srimad Bhagavatam, one can have direct connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. And thereby one can obtain the highest perfection of life by transcending worldly miseries, illusion, and fearfulness. These are the practical tests for one who is actually given a submissive hearing to the readings of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yasyam vai shruyamanayam krishne parama purushe bhaktir upadite pumsa shoka moha bayapaha. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling for the loving devotional service of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once to extinguish the fire of lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutai Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvatim Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskadhyade Siddharane. Happy to be here, especially this most auspicious month of Kartik, and see the beautiful deities here. Here it mentions the process of experiencing Krishna is it begins with the process of hearing. Because it can end with hearing if we can actually hear. Unfortunately, our hearing is not perfect. Therefore, we have to go through a process by which our hearing becomes perfect. If we simply heard the name of Krishna once, we'd be fully Krishna conscious. Or as it says in the Bhagavad Gita, that if we simply say once to Lord Krishna, this is chapter 4, text number 9, my dear Lord, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we can all say that. Lord Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So according to the Bhagavad Gita, then one is at once liberated and eligible to go back to Godhead. So any questions? Now the question is, do we feel ourselves liberated? And what is that liberation? There's a test. If we actually said sincerely with conviction that Lord Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the test should be that at once all our miseries are eradicated. So does anyone here have any more misery? All our miseries were eradicated once he said that? And all our illusions would be eradicated. We've realized perfectly that we're eternal servants of Krishna. We see everyone as an eternal servant of Krishna. We see all the energy around us as Krishna's energy ready to be utilized in his service. So all our illusion is gone? Yes, his illusion is gone. He's shaking it. And the final thing is, no more fearfulness. At the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asks Arjuna, because Krishna is speaking Bhagavad Gita perhaps for an hour or 2 hours, and Arjuna seemed to be awake, but it wasn't 100% sure he had heard anything. Prabhupada's servant, Shruti Kirti, yes. He said that he was serving Prabhupada during the day, and sometimes he would have to massage Prabhupada at night, and therefore he got very little sleep. The general place he'd sleep in was during Prabhupada's class. But Prabhupada didn't want him to sleep during the class. So he developed a technique so that his eyes were completely awake, completely open, but he would be fast asleep. So Prabhupada didn't complain, and at the same time he got in some extra rest. So Krishna was a little concerned. He had spoken the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and he was wondering whether Arjuna had heard anything. So he asked Arjuna, Kachit etam trutam bharata, tvaya ka grena chetasa, kachit agana samoha, pranatas te dananjaya. So Krishna had his, first of all he said, have you heard this with perfect attention? Ekagra, rapt attention. But there's a test, how much we're hearing. Is your illusion and ignorance now dispelled? In other words, when we walk away from class, we should not think, well, at least I stayed awake. Who can complain? And they said a few jokes, and I laughed a couple of times. My Bhagavatam class was perfect. That's not Krishna's or this Bhagavatam's criteria. We should become free from lamentation, illusion, and all fearfulness. At least a little bit. Maybe we're not going to become completely free, but there should be some freedom from these three things. And Arjuna said, Nashto moha smritira labdva, tat prasada maya chuta, stitosmi gata sandeha, karishe vachanam tava. So he said, yes, nashto moha, my illusion has been dispelled. So what is our illusion? Our illusion is that not only we think we're this body, but we think we're actually doing the activities of this body independently. That is, when I move my arms, I'm moving the arms. And we believe that we're somehow or another in some kind of drama where I am either the heroine or the hero, or nowadays a combination of both. Or some variety of that. That we believe that we're in some kind of fairy tale and that we're Twinkle Bell or someone like that. But actually it's an illusion, because we are who we are, and every other identification besides that is just an illusion. The problem is we don't know who we are. Because we don't know Krishna. So that's called avidya. That's the root cause of all problems and misery, is that we don't know Krishna. And we don't know things as they actually are. And instead of knowing who we are and who Krishna is, we've acquired asmita, a false ego, which we're firmly identified with. And then because we have a false ego, we have to accept rag and dvesha. That is, attachments and aversions. And because we have attachments and aversions, the more we become absorbed in these attachments and aversions, abhinivesita, we become absorbed in material experience, and we're always fearful, full of anxiety. So by hearing about Krishna, then our ignorance should be dispelled. But it's not so easy, because we can't hear very well. Our minds are still speaking to us, telling us, don't listen to that person. They have nothing good to tell you. They're trying to deviate you from the truth that you are the Supreme. Avoid bad association that tells you anything else. So, we have to prove to Krishna that we're serious about hearing. And how do we prove to Krishna that we're serious about hearing? We have to follow what Krishna is telling us, or what Krishna's devotees are telling us. Shushusha Shradhanasya Vasudeva Kataruchi. If we actually want to experience Krishna's presence, then we not only have to hear, but we have to try to understand what's being said, put it in perspective, so that it can be applied practically in our lives. If we don't do that, then we're just wasting our time. Not completely, but more or less. If we're hearing and we're not trying to put things in a perspective so that we could practically apply it within our lives, then it's just entertainment. Hopefully it's entertainment. Or another chance to take a little nap, depending on where our consciousness is at. But that's not the end of it. Applying it, just like we're trying to apply it, chanting Hare Krishna, perhaps we've taken up the process of japa, or we're here listening to the Bhagavatam, we've seen them worshiping the deities, hopefully we're serving the devotees, and this is a holy place. So we're getting some association with Krishna, that we've understood that that is the value of life. But that's not where it ends. We have to become expert at devotional service. We can walk in here into the temple room expecting all kinds of different things from our experience here. Generally speaking, people expect to get free from anxiety, or they want to learn how to become more comfortable in life, how to win friends and influence people. Maybe go out in Sankirtan and earn a couple of extra quid, something like that. Or we want to find out how to become more expert at living in this material world, or ultimately to get free from all miseries, realize we're Brahman, and go back home, back to the Brahma Jyoti. So we walk in here with some material aspiration other than to please Krishna and his devotees, rather than get, or even to become free from, or to become Krishna conscious, and therefore understand that this lamentation, this illusion, and this fearfulness, if we become Krishna conscious, these things will naturally go away. And if we don't have faith in Krishna, then we come, whatever we're doing, we want to become free from lamentation, illusion, and fearfulness. So, we have to take up, we have to learn how to apply our activities of bhakti skillfully. And skillfully means especially the six loving exchanges with the devotees. Dadati pratigrinati guyamakiti prichati bhunte bojayate chaiva shadvidam priti lakshanam. Offering gifts in charity and accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence and inquiring confidentially, accepting prasad and offering prasad. These are loving exchanges. So we have to develop bhakti in association with the devotees. We have to develop bhakti for Krishna, bhakti for the devotees, and ultimately bhakti for devotional service, which includes helping the innocent become Krishna conscious, because that's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And that's the mission of the acharyas. and how to defeat the atheistic propaganda that there's no Krishna or that we're all Krishna. How to free ourselves and others from nirvishesha and shunyavadi, voidism and impersonalism. So that is done by becoming more skillful in loving relationships with the with Krishna, with the devotees, with the innocent, and even with the envious. How to avoid them will help our devotional service. But that's not the end of it. How to remain fixed in devotional service 24 hours a day, engage in skillful devotional service, so that one is always deeply, intimately associated with Krishna through feelings of separation, and therefore one develops all the good qualities of the devotees, the pure devotees. And if one develops all the good, if one is always associated intimately with Krishna and his devotees through the process of serving the acharyas and their representatives, then the result is that one becomes a perfect instrument for Krishna. And if one becomes a perfect instrument for Krishna, then there's no more a misidentification with anything other than being Krishna's eternal servant, of the servant, of the servant, of the servant. So there's a practice. Hearing about Krishna, so we're inviting people to come and hear about Krishna. But we want people to hear about Krishna, and we want to explain about Krishna and devotional service in such a way as that people actually take up the process that's been given to us by our acharyas, especially chanting japa, for instance. People may come here, hear about Krishna, and even understand something, and then go away and forget everything. Even the first initiations Srila Prabhupada gave, they sat down, they did the fire jaga, they got their new name, they went home, and no one ever saw them again. So we're not only trying to hear what we want to, or explain to Krishna, we want to explain to Krishna, to people, in such a way that they have something to do, something practically to do in their lives. So then we go home, there is some alternative from, they can pick up the japa beads and start chanting rather than pick up the remote and turn on the television. Hearing and chanting will go on. Either they're going to hear about Krishna, that he's God, or they're going to hear about how they're God, or others are God. So we want to explain to people in such a way so they become interested, enthusiastic to take up the process in their daily lives. Otherwise, as soon as if we don't do something for Krishna, we may stay here, or anyone may stay here, and then walk out into the world, into the ocean of material illusion, lamentation, and fearfulness, and be covered again. So hearing like that, then people apply it, and we have to educate ourselves and others further. It's not enough to chant 16 rounds a day. Schnick, schnick, ram, ram, day, 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 day. Hey, kitty, kitty, hey, kitty, kitty. And think we become perfect. Or as Robert said one time, he was chanting japa, put down the final counter beads, 16 rounds, threw his beads on the table and said, now I've finished my 16 rounds. I can do any damn thing I want. So we have to become here at every stage how we can actually not only chant Hare Krishna, but experience Krishna while we're chanting Hare Krishna. Krishna will not appear from our beads by rubbing them. Krishna, Krishna, and his beads, please manifest yourself and fulfill all my desires. Like Aladdin's lamp, rubbing the beads. Krishna, give me a house, give me a wife, give me a color TV. Om Jai Jagadisha Hari. to actually experience love for Krishna while we're chanting. So we have to chant to Krishna, believing in Krishna. That's why we're hearing about Krishna. Believing that everything here belongs to Krishna. If we actually believe everything belongs to Krishna, or as much as we believe that everything belongs to Krishna, then we'll utilize whatever Krishna has given us in his service. Then we'll chant in a loving way, please increase my love while I'm doing your service. Please increase my intimate association with you and your pure devotees while I'm doing your service. Then japa, kirtan, the nine processes of devotional service, we'll actually experience Krishna while we're performing those activities. And then there's no limit to the expertise, because even the spiritual world, everyone is becoming more and more expert in the loving exchanges. And ultimately, becoming completely in love with Krishna, which is the goal. Develop, becoming a perfect instrument in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, as explains the stage of bhava, shantiya, avyartha kalatvam, virakta manashunyataha, Ashabanda Samudkanta Namagana Sada Ruchi Asaktis Tad Gunakine Pritis Tad Vishati Vale. So this is Bhavankur. This is what we want, to develop these qualities. Shantir, peacefulness, Avyatakalatvam, not wasting time. When we see that this body, our minds, our words, our intelligence are always fixed in devotional service, then we know that this is the process to complete perfection. And then all these wonderful qualities will develop the characteristics of one in bhava. It is not that we change. This is a symptom that we're simply surrendering to Krishna. We'll always remain the same, but now we're actually engaging our soul, self, in Krishna's service to different degrees. And by the activities of this gross and subtle body, we can see how we're making progress, both externally and internally. This is the symptoms of making progress and how our life becomes perfect. So there is a process. We cannot jump from simply hearing about Krishna to becoming a pure, unalloyed devotee within a day. We have to take it gradually, but we have to take it. We have to go gradually. It's a movement. We should be moving in the right direction. And the reward will be, we'll reestablish ourselves in our loving relation with Krishna. And the material world, instead of being appearing to be real, gradually we realize it's actually just a dream. It's a nightmare. And instead of being in the nightmare, we'll be in the reality of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, the ecstasy of spreading love of God, and the nightmare will be finished, and ecstatic love of Krishna in this glorious Sankirtan movement will be the only reality we'll be able to perceive. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Hare Krishna.